and children. I'm married to Esther, and we have been married for the last 16 years, and we are blessed with two children. My firstborn, she's a girl, she's 14 years old, and my son, 9 years old. And they all love the Lord. We serve the Lord together, and they say hi to everyone. Amen. So I will start by singing a song in my language. Would you like to hear my language?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the song, so you can help me. Bwana Mungu nashanga kabisa nikifiki rinjinzi ulivyo nyota nguru movitu vyote pia viumbwavyo kwa uwezo wako. Roho yangu na ikuimbie jinsi wewe ulivyo mkuu. Roho yangu na ikuimbie jinsi wewe ulivyo mkuu. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Thank you because in you we live, we move, and we have our being, mighty God. And thank you for bringing all your children to the house so that, Lord, you may speak to us and that you may give us direction. And so we pray that you may receive all glory in this service. We are not willing to share your glory, but we are giving it all to you. We thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So I will be talking about the glory of God. That's what I will be talking about in the next few minutes. And we are so glad for what the Lord is doing outside there. And as I was talking to Mama Eloise, we were saying that we receive the joy and we give the Lord the glory. So we don't share any glory because to him belongs all the glory. We receive the joy. If you see the Lord working in you and through you, receive the joy.
Yes.
Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then you give the glory to the Lord. Whatever the Lord does, whether in your family, whether in your business, whether in your ministry, whatever the Lord is doing, make sure you give him back the glory. Full glory, maximum glory. Not a little, but give him glory. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Calvary Chapel, you are so blessed. So give the Lord the glory. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. That's our key verse. Colossians 1, 16. Says, for by him all things were created. Things in heaven and the things that are on earth, visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, principalities, powers, all things we are created through him and for him. Praise the name of the Lord. All things. How many things?
All.
How many things?
All.
All things. Just asking, what do you see around in the room? What are some of the things you are seeing? Chairs? Okay. What else can you see? Lights? People, what else?
TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity.
All things. All these things, they are not here for us to feel good. They were created for God. I know you're asking me, did God create the chairs? Yes. He gave the wisdom to do that. So that we can, when we sit there, we say, oh Lord, thank you for this wonderful, thank you for this chair. Because if that chair does not hold you, you fall down. So you need to give the Lord glory. Amen?
Amen?
Let me tell you, there is nothing which even the devil owns. The devil owns nothing. Sometimes we are afraid of him, but he has nothing. The scripture said, whether powers, if he has any power, he is given, and God can just take it. Whether powers, dominion, whether whatever we see, whatever we don't see, we are created by him and for him. So there is nothing about us. Okay, this is not good news. Turn to somebody, tell them it's not about you. Can you talk to them? Can you talk to them? Turn to somebody. Tell them it's not about you. No, you're not talking. Do we have some people here, they are saying it's about me? Have you ever heard about the cat theology and the dog theology? The cat says, me, meow, meow, meow. The cat loves itself. And that's why when you enter in the house, it's the cat is sleeping at the couch or on the bed. It thinks that this house belongs to me. It thinks that everything is about me. That's the cat. Even when you are coming, entering to your house, you feed the cat, you pet it, but it can't come and meet you. But the dog, when the dog sees you, it's happy, he's saying, this is my master, this is my boss, he's gonna feed me. So we have many Christians who are like the cat. They think that everything is about them. Lord, more blessing, send more blessing. But that is not the case. Life is about God. Many times when we think of Jesus coming to us, we only sing and say, he came to die at the cross. For me, for me, for me, for me. But the primary reason why he came for the glory of God. He went on the cross to die. And that's why when he was leaving, he said, Father, I have glorified you in their lives. He was coming to glorify the Father. And the Holy Spirit comes. And the Holy Spirit glorifies the Son. And we are to glorify the Spirit of God and the Father in everything we do. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So life is not about us. Romans 11:36 says that all things for of him and through him and to him, from him, through him, and to him. To whom be the glory forever. So there's nothing about us. Hello? This is not good news. Life is about God. God could not glorify himself. And that is why he created us. You see, when the devil, where he was seated, he was giving God glory and he was kicked out. And God said, I have to look for some for people they can give me that glory. So we are here on this planet Earth to give him all the glory. Not some glory, but all the glory. Praise the name of the Lord. So 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31 says, so then whether you eat or you drink or whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
The announcements were made. Behind there, there's going to be eating. Behind there, there's going to be food. So we are going there to give God glory, not to fill our stomach. Let me tell you, last night, my stomach was full. Tony took me to the restaurant, Mexican restaurant, and I filled my stomach. I was not breathing well. So But the food was so nice. It was tasting nice. So many times when we are eating, we like to appreciate. It's good we appreciate the cooks. Tell them, thank you. Oh, my wife, thank you. That's good food. That was nice. But first, give the Lord glory. Because he has given us taste buds that we can taste different kinds of foods. Because if these foods, if we did not have the taste buds, everything could be tasting like chicken or whatever it is. But it's because of God putting taste buds in our tongues, we are able to appreciate the different types of taste that each food has. Amen?
Amen?
So the number one thing, when you find yourself eating, tell God, receive glory. Thank you for this. Hallelujah. Thank God. So we are to praise him in whatever we do, whether you are driving, whether you are seated, whether you are sleeping. You see, I had a wonderful sleep. Before, when I entered your house, I felt like I was kind of, the way our plane lands, I was kind of landing. It's so good when you are getting into deep sleep. It's like you are landing like this. And then you sleep, then you start waking up again. So you get to acknowledge God in that. You get to thank God for the sleep. There are people who never sleep. They go to the bed, they have good beds, they have expensive house, but they are not able to sleep. So we should learn how to give God glory in everything we do. So we also go through difficulties, and sometimes we pray God and we start to ask ourselves questions. Why is God allowing this? Why is this happening to my life? And you begin to say and think that God is not fair to you. You are his child. You are asking him questions. Why is this happening to my family? Why is this happening to my ministry? God is like, you are not fair. And then you begin to say that life is not fair. I want to say that life is not supposed to be fair. Can you tell somebody life is not supposed to be fair? Life was not designed to be fair. Life was designed to be a series of events to reveal God's glory and also to point others to that glory. Amen. Can I repeat that? That life was designed to be a series of events that would reveal God's glory and also for us to point others to that glory. Sometimes you would think about Paul, what he says. He says he has been in prison many times. He has been beaten many times. He has been in the cold. He has been in shipwreck. He has been in all this. Then you get to ask yourself, was it necessary for him to go through all that? Was it necessary? Yes. So that God may be glorified. So that he would come to a point where he would also help others who would go through that. And that's why today we are talking about Paul. You would ask yourself, why God had to take the children of Job away at a little hedge, small hedge. They were small kids. I see they had visions. They had plans. We want to get married. We want to have a family. But God decides to take them away. So I see them in heaven. They're asking God, God, why did you just not allow us to live? Why did you not allow us to have families and do businesses and have a life? But God is telling them, no, I did all that for my glory. Then you get to ask yourself, is life fair? No. Life was not designed to be fair. So I want to speak about three lives. We want to see three lives and see how God is glorified in those three lives. And you asking in each life, was God fair? And the number one life is Jabez. Jabez, 1 Chronicles 4:10. 1 Chronicles 4:10 Jabez prayed. He prayed, number one, God bless me. Number two, God enlarge my territory. Number three, that may your hand be with me. Number four, keep me from harm. And number five, he told God, I want zero pain, zero pain. Five prayer needs. I don't know how many prayer needs you have today. Maybe some of you have prayed one prayer need, and now it's 5 years, and God has not answered. But here is Jabez. He goes before the Lord, and he has five. Five. Can you do like this? Five. And then he prays all of a sudden, and God grants him the request. While others pray, and God is not as he is silent, and here is Jabez, and he prays, and okay, Jabez, you are good to go. You are blessed. No pain. Go and enjoy life. And there he goes, celebrating. And God granted him his request. Because God wanted to glorify himself through the life of Jabez. Number two, life is the slave girl at Naaman's house. The slave girl we see in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. This slave girl, she was gotten captive by the armies of Syria, and she was serving Naaman's wife. And she loved the Lord, and she had forgiven her captives, those who got her captive. Maybe she was there. These people, maybe they are the ones who maybe beat or killed their family, or maybe they raped the girl or the people of the household. We don't know. You know what? When people are being taken captive, a lot of things happen around there. But this girl, she's so forgiving. She doesn't wish the master evil things, like maybe most of us would wish that Naaman would die. Let him die with the leprosy. Let him die. He's a bad man. They got me captive. Let them die. And maybe some people may pray evil prayer in the name of Jesus. Die. There are some prayers God will never get to answer. You will never answer that kind of a prayer. If you are praying for your enemy to die, they will not die. You will see them every day. every day, passing. So tell God, God, glorify yourself in this situation. So this slave girl said, I wish my master would go to Samaria. He would be cured of his leprosy. And the master went to Samaria and he was healed. He went to the river Jordan and he dipped himself 7 times and he was made clean. And because Elisha had refused the gifts, he went back to Elisha. He told Elisha, now I know there is no other God in the whole earth who is to be worshipped apart from the God of Israel. The impact. And now he's going back to his country. This is happening because of a slave girl who could be complaining about God, who could be crying and cursing God, but she is not cursing God. She is revealing the glory of God in captivity. So Naaman goes to his country and he is carrying soil. And this soil is going to build the altar of the God of Israel in his land, in Syria. And guess the impact which was there when he went back. So this life is a life which revealed the glory of God, made the people of Syria to know God of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. So in every situation, God is seeking for his glory. The number three life is the life of Stephen. Stephen, in Acts chapter 6 and also chapter 7, and towards the end, we see he is full of the Holy Spirit. In chapter 7, verse 55, we see that he is full of the Holy Spirit, and him being of the Holy Spirit, they are stoning him. And now here, but Stephen, he being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and he saw the glory of God. In the midst of trouble, in the midst of being stoned, he was not looking the stones. He was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. But he was connected. He wanted God to be glorified in this situation. And he saw the glory of God. So life was not designed to be fair. Life was designed to be a series of events that would reveal the glory of God in everything. So Stephen still talks even to this day. Stephen is an example of a man who saw the value of his God, that he was willing to die for it. He was willing to die. Amen? For the glory of God. So if we are dying, let us die for the glory of God. Okay, that's not good. If we are dying, let us die to the glory of
God.
If we are to live, let us live to the glory of
God.
In everything we do, let us do to the glory of
God.
Amen. So God's glory is displayed all over. It is displayed all over his creation. As I said, when I was coming, I was seeing the glory of God everywhere. I was seeing the glory of God. In the desert, the glory. Up here on the mountains, the glory. So when I was looking around from the car, I say, oh, see, a giraffe is there, a giraffe. They started laughing at me. They said, maybe that's a new one because we do not have giraffes here. So they told, oh, that is cactus. I was curious to see the glory of God, because when you come to Kenya, you'll see a lot of it. You see giraffes all over, elephants, and you are seeing the glory of God. Those animals, when you see, they are so clean, more than the ones we keep at home. They are so clean. They are so clean. How God is able to clean them. And no wonder he says, His voice makes the deers give birth. His voice. They don't need someone to help. Like we help our wives, we help them, midwives, we rush them to hospital because they're about to deliver. But who takes care of those wild animals when they are giving birth?
God.
Huh? God. The glory of God is all over. Amen. So I say, there are so many types of fish in the sea. You'll never get to see with the eyes like this. So they were not created for us. Hello?
Yeah.
Those sea creatures in deep seas, they were created by him and for him, because we will never get to see them. Different type of birds of the air, they fly, so many different species. You never get to see them with your eyes. You only see a little here and there, and you take pictures. Oh, that's beautiful. That's nice. God just lets you see. But they were created by him, for him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said the sea oars, the male one becomes pregnant. Hello, men. The seahorse, the male one becomes pregnant. So if it happens for the men, we'll be in big trouble. So God made it that way so that he may get some glory. He may see how it looks like when the male are pregnant. So everything is for God's glory. So what do I say? I say, never stop looking for the glory of God. Open your eyes and see the glory. Amen? Can you look at your neighbor? Can you see the glory? Can you look at your neighbor? Can you see some glory? Some of you have the white beards. Yeah, I like that. Yeah? Oh, this is God's glory. I'm the only... So I've colored this room. I've colored the room. So you can't see... Can you see God's glory in front of you? Yes. God's glory. Amen? So never stop looking for it. Never stop angering for the glory of God. Never stop being surprised by the glory of God. Because it is all about Him. So we are also to radiate His glory wherever we are. For He is worthy. He is worthy. And if you feel like life is boring, you are getting bored. Are there times you get bored? Boring? So if that happens, and you're not seeing the glory of God, I say, go to the kitchen and take maybe an apple or watermelon. Do you have watermelons here? Watermelons? Just taste. You'll experience God's glory. It tastes nice. Amen?
Amen?
So don't get bored by life. If you feel you're getting, just walk around. You'll see the glory of God. If you are sick, you feel you are overwhelmed by this, just try to walk around and see the glory of God. Sometimes you get healed by just connecting with the nature. Amen. So, originally, everything was glorious in the Garden of Eden. Everything was radiating maximum glory. The creation, everything, before sin, everything was 100%. 100%. But now, because of sin, the glory is not maximum. So God created man and He said, okay, go and multiply, because at the end, I'm looking for maximum glory. I will restore everything to its former glory. Amen. Amen. Even us, we will be restored to former glory. We will be more glorious. We will not be the way we are. We will be beautiful. We will be glorious. No pain. You know, especially when you are getting hard. A lot of pain and everything is not working. Almost everything. It's not working. But at the end, we will be restored to the former glory, to the how it was. Praise the name of the Lord. So Romans 8:20. Let's read that scripture. Romans 8:20. You can put it up. I missed out that. Romans 8:20. Are you there? 8:20. I'm almost winding up with that. Oh, it's gone. Okay, let me just read it. Romans 8:20. It's not coming. I have a new Bible from here. Okay, let's read 22. We know that the whole world, the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Even now, it is the whole creation is doing what? So it is, when you read 20, it talks of it's eagerly waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. That time when we also, we will be glorified, the whole creation is waiting because it knows that when we are glorified, it will also now be glorified. It will be glorified because it was subjected to a curse. It cannot radiate maximum glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at this plant. I think it will. It's not perfect as I wanted, but what can you see? Do you think it is radiating maximum glory? Dying. It's dying. You see some leaves, they are yellow. Others are almost like, you see? It is not radiating maximum glory. But when we, me and you, when we will be restored, they will stop groaning. Now they are suffering. This one is suffering. It's groaning, saying, when are they going to be glorified? When are they going to be glorified? We are suffering. When are they going to be glorified? When you get glorified, they will also radiate God's glory and they will be restored. Hallelujah. Amen?
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 How many are looking forward for that day? How many are looking forward for that day? I'm looking forward to that day. And that is when this branch will be relieved. This branch will be free when I'm free. Okay. So, it is in Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 that God is looking for maximum glory. Actually, in Genesis chapter 11, the people wanted to gather, and that was not the time. The time was not yet. God said, no. I want you scattered everywhere because I'm looking for a day when I will receive worship from every tribe, every nation, not from one place, not from one tribe, not from one language, but from different languages. You heard me sing in Swahili?
Yes.
When I, in heaven, I will be singing that language, and you will be singing English, and the other one will be singing Spanish, and the other one. And all these many languages, all over the world, they will be bringing up beautiful, beautiful music because it will be different colors, different languages. So that brings God maximum glory. So Genesis 5:9, that it says, he's looking for that. And every nation will be saying, to him belongs power, all the glory. And God will gather, will receive all that, and he will be glorified. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
That's why you should pray for your brothers and your sisters across the world, because you will need them before the throne of God. God will not allow one tribe. Hello? I say you will need to pray for your brothers and sisters all over the world, because you will need them before the throne of God. And we will be all there giving him praises and worship. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then I can sing and then sit down. Roho yangu na ikuimbie jinsi wewe ulivyo mkuu. Roho yangu na ikuimbie jinsi wewe ulivyo mkuu. Okay, just a minute. You keep quiet. Where are the worship team leaders? Where are they? I just want one person, just one of you. Yeah, come, just one. Just come. Anybody knows Spanish here? Spanish, come. Come. Let's finish it this way. Oh, any other language here? Any other language? I just want one person. You have come, all of you. Okay, I just want one person. Okay.
For this thing, everybody comes up.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you are Spanish?
Yes.
Okay,
Spanish.
Good. Give her a microphone.
Oh my goodness.
What about you? English.
English.
Okay.
I need a microphone.
Oh, she doesn't need a microphone. Okay.
Okay.
You want to play the guitars? Okay. So I will sing my language. You will sing your language.
Okay.
And you will sing English. And we're going to sing one, the the first stanza and the chorus. And then you are going to be quiet.
We had the words up there.
Oh, the words are here. This is for the English. Yeah. So you can watch them. Okay, so and you make sure, you, because you don't have microphone, you lift your voice.
I know.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
So we go one, two, then we go one, two, sing. Bwana Mungu. We are singing at the same time.
Okay.
One. We are singing at the same time. Okay. Yes, that song. Or do you know the just the chorus?
No. Let me see. My God is God. My God is. Mi Dios es God. Okay. I can try.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's go. Bwana Mungu nashanga kabisa nikifikiri jinsi ulivyo nyota nguru mo vitu vyote pia viumbwavyo kwa uwezo wako. Roho yangu na ikuimbie jinsi wewe ulivyo mkuu. Roho yangu na ikuimbie jinsi wewe ulivyo mkuu. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So that is a test of heaven. That is a test of heaven. Just a little test of how it will be in heaven. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for helping me sing. God bless you, Tony. God bless you all. I love you. Jesus loves you. May he keep you. May he protect you. May he bless you. You are going out and you are coming in. May he make you the head and not the tail. May he cover you, hide you under his wings in the name of Jesus Christ. May he protect you from the attacks of the enemy from now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Thank you. Let's stand and let's worship the Lord and glorify him in song with one last song before we go.